Teresa in Belfast. Morning, Teresa.
Good morning, Stephen. I would just like to make a comment to you, Stephen, today about not just past talent on our airways.
To what?
Not just
today.
Past, yes.
Sorry.
Not
I thought
just
you said to gay. I thought you were talking about gay burn or something.
Today.
Oh, today.
And not just past excellent broadcasters. And just to say, Stephen, I enjoyed Vinnie and Nicholas' TV show on our screens last night.
Did you? Don't be,
it was excellent.
Oh, did you?
You'd be getting a big head.
Oh, Teresa, thank you. I had fun making that. But
I didn't like it, Teresa. I thought they were awful, him and Vinnie, him and Nicola.
You're a liar.
I thought they were awful.
Liar. He loved it, Teresa. But do you not think, Teresa, did Northern Ireland not look beautiful in that programme?
It most certainly did. And what I would like to know, is it continuing and not just a one-off?
The BBC acts most of my shows before they're commissioned, Teresa.
Would you like more programmes, Teresa?
Oh, yes, because do you know why? Because some advice for you broadcasters.
No, they'll do more. Listen, they'll not commission that show and they'll do another 42 of the history of the toenail.
No,
and
Stephen.
They will.
That is the wrong approach.
It'll be the history of the toenail in Ulster Scots. Well, that's what they'll do.
You're going to get in trouble.
I am going to get in trouble.
Well, Stephen, viewers and listeners here in Northern Ireland, we like to see new talent.
Well.
And places to go and see in Northern Ireland. Are you not aware of that, Stephen?
Well, I just, I don't know.
I did enjoy making that. And Nicola, even though she has a dose, it was nice to spend time with her.
Well, Teresa, are you going to take the ethos of the programme and go out and do it? So what that programme's all about is encouraging other people like you, think of someone who you can plan a day for, call them up, tell them that they've got to plan a day for you and do it for each other.
No, Stephen.
Why not?
I'm a lady in my sunset years.
Doesn't matter.
Full of wisdom.
Doesn't matter.
I recognise and love new talent.
Did Nicola and not you do please? Your head in?
Oh, she was very witty and very funny and just like
you
the way
so?
We all behave.
There's Norman from Bangor calling in.
I could take Norman on holiday. We could go somewhere. We could go on the Big Dipper.
Teresa, thank you.
Floss.
David in Belfast. Morning, David.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm not too bad.
Good.
Hey, is that your apprentice or was he?
Is that me?
My little sidekick.
I don't use that phrase.
Aye.
My little gnome.
Now, he's always slagging you off.
Yes.
Sorry,
because he deserves
it. No, hold on. He starts by slagging me, so I slag him in retaliation.
No, have I? You're always on about what it's by Stephen Earns and the cars he can drive.
Uh-huh.
Hey, I watched that programme last night.
Did you like it?
I did, but you're beating about the Mourns. You're beating about Portrush. What the big car you're beating about in? Big Audi.
Did you like that big Audi?
It's unbelievable, isn't it, David?
Oh, it is.
It's quite unbelievable.
Nay.
And I get slagged for my money and the car he was driving.
Nay, I think that I'm paying some of the payments for that. Because
absolutely.
I have a TV lease.
It's outrageous, David.
Do you know what, that car, brand new, is about 70 grand.
Is it?
But can I tell you something, David?
No. Let's just let David speak a little bit more.
Okay.
No.
Go ahead, tell me something.
Well, David, I would encourage you to say how outrageous it is that someone of his talent is getting paid so much.
We haven't talked about my pay at all. I feel like I should be honest with David here.
No.
Why?
Because you don't want to break the habit of a lifetime.
Now, David, can I just tell
David,
you?
I think it's outrageous.
He's trying to interrupt me here because I'm trying to tell you that was not my car.
Oh, right.
Aye.
Was it Stephen's, was it?
Stephen's car is like a skip on wheels. It's a very pretty skip on wheels, but you couldn't sit in it.
I'm down now with that, David, to licking crisps. So there's all these kind of wet crisps over the passenger seat of my car because I'm trying not to chew on them and I'm trying not to swallow, right? So I'm basically licking them, and then I saw a few wet crisps on the...
You're not serious, are you? You're actually licking crisps.
Tell me there couldn't...
That's disgusting.
But tell me there couldn't be calories in just the salt.
In the dust? I'm sure it wouldn't be good for your heart.
Here's Norman and Bangor. Good morning, Norman.
Morning, Stephen.
Morning.
A brilliant programme last night, Vinnie and Nicola.
Morning.
Thank you, Norman.
So it was. My father was born in Newcastle, along my family.
Was he?
My father's father was the gamekeeper at Tullymore Forest, and that's where they lived, in the White Gate, that wee house at Tullymore Forest. And I remember claiming Sleeve Donard when I was 11 years of age with my father. We brought all the memories back, and you tell the years I spent there at my granny's every summer.
If you were planning a day out, Norman, who would it be for?
Who would you take?
Eh?
Would you take that wife of yours?
Yes, I'd take Margaret, yes.
Where would you take her?
I would take her around the Antrim coast on down to Newcastle, up around the Mourns, the Island Valley and all.
Would you not take her abroad?
I'm going abroad this year for my 50th wedding anniversary.
Oh, where are you going?
Going to Austria, Switzerland, and Italy.
Oh, congratulations, and that sounds nice.
He's got a couple of quid.
He must do.
Yes, I'm going to claim the Eiger.
The what?
They're going to claim the Eiger Mountain in Switzerland.
God help them.
I think we'll need a cable lift to get me up.
Oh, dear. Norman, thank you, my friend. Thank you very much. Now, the whole purpose, you can watch, by the way, where can you watch this programme?
You can watch Make My Day on the iPlayer. Just type it in, or else you can go to bbc.co.uk/Vinny, and there is a link.
Vinny?
Yes.
You've got your own website now, do you?
Recently, 4 years ago, when I got my own programme. But thanks for noticing.
That's outrageous. Uh-huh. We need to look into that as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you want to watch Make My Day, it's on the BBC iPlayer.
Yes.
Here's a wee clip of it, apparently.
I don't want you to cry, right?
Oh, right.
But it was genuinely really nice to do this. It was so much fun. It's such a beautiful place with a mate.
Oh, Finny, I am going to cry.
I mean it.
That's what happens when I get soft and get all sentimental.
That's what happens when you spend some time with someone you care about. Now, the travel writer Tim Hedgley is with us this morning. Morning to you, Tim.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. And the experienced traveller, the journalist Malachy O'Doherty. Good morning, Malachy.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, good morning. So if you were to choose a day out, if you wanted someone to plan a day out for you, Malachy, anywhere in the world, where would it be?
I think it would be to McLeod Ganj in the Himalayas. It's a town near Dharamshala where the Tibetan refugees and the Dalai Lama are. But it's this gorgeous little town in a Himalayan valley, surrounded, you know, by verdure and, you know, big trees and jungle. At least it was when I was last there about 40 years ago. And when you walk down the street and round the corner, suddenly you realise you're on the side of a mountain and you've got this massive sweeping view of the whole of the northern plains of India. And it is just wonderful. And the other thing is, I was in India in January, and I was just dying to get up into the hills because the pollution is so bad in the plains. So McLeod Ganj, I remember I was with a girl. We'd travelled together from Delhi through Chandigarh up to McLeod Ganj, and we were sitting on the veranda at the back of the hotel looking out on the jungle, and there was this massive thunderstorm and heavy rain. And I said to her, you know, I've got this feeling that this is exactly where I belong at this moment. And she said, you know, I have the same feeling. And I says, you know what that means? It means we're supposed to be together. And she says, no, God, no. So she had a different understanding of the moment. But if you can just kind of visualize this gorgeous, you mean, when we see the Himalayas on TV and, you know, we see the walks over to Ladakh, we see snowy peaks and the rest of it. But at a lower level, the hills are just so fertile and so exploding with life. And again, it was incredibly cheap. And I mean, well, I was there 40 years ago. I don't know what it's like now. But I mean, the food, the lovely Tibetan food and Indian food. And that was it. Few places I've been to that I've felt as much at peace in.
And have you ever actually stood back, Malachy? You know, the concept of that show is to force yourself to say, right, I'm going to plan a day for someone else, they'll do it for me. Have you ever done that?
Well, yeah, I mean, Maureen and I have done things like going off to Enniscrone to the seaweed bath, you know, which is a very nice experience for a couple, you know. Immerse yourself in a bath covered with seaweed and this old building, you know, that I think it's 19th century, and these brass baths. And she dropped her wedding ring and it went down through the slats in the decking on the floor that was there to keep your feet safe from being infected. And we had to bring the staff in to lift up this decking and look for the wedding ring. But we do at birthday times treat each other, you know. And I suppose some of the, in, you know, if it's a day, it's going to be in Ireland. The places we love in Ireland, we go a lot to Ballycastle. We go a lot to Rosnaula, Inishbofin off the west of Ireland, over there. And, you know, there is a difference between us in that she would really kind of like a city break. So we've had city breaks to Budapest and Prague. I'm lazy. I like, you know, if I go away, I like to be able to just sit in peace somewhere and enjoy the ambience and her company, of course.
And what about you, Tim? If someone were to plan a day out for you, where would it be and why?
Well, it would be Lamphang Airport in Thailand. It's an airport. It's one of the most beautiful airports in the world. I was travelling up to an elephant sanctuary in Chiang Mai, and you have to fly from Bangkok, and you have to land to refuel at Lamphang. And the airport is built like a Buddhist monastery. I was absolutely taken by this place. When I got off the plane, the staff were there with white gloves and they gave you a glass of water when you arrived. But it's the most beautiful airport. If you go onto any search engine website, type in Lamphang, L-A-M-P-A-N-G, Lamphang Airport, and look at the airport. It's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. I got off the plane.
How can an airport be beautiful?
Just Google it. It is absolutely amazing. It's in the middle of nowhere, and it's just like a landing strip and a pagoda, and the pagoda is the airport. When you get off the plane, you go, oh, my goodness, what an incredible place. And as soon as I got off the plane, there's something about this place that makes you want to cry, but cry with joy, not upset. And I was in tears at how beautiful this part of the world was. And obviously, I'd like to take my wife there because she's been my rock. I'm married 38 years this year, and I wouldn't be where I am today without her. And I've never managed to take her there. Now, I'm taking her out to the West Indies in a couple of months to see a relative or her sister out in Barbados. But I have to take her to Lamphang. So
there's something about travel, isn't there? Like, and I'm not saying this lightly, I genuinely think, you know, I work quite intensely sometimes and whatever, and pressure and all that kind of stuff. Like, I genuinely think I would have cracked up, but for travel. Travel, it doesn't just broaden your mind. It does something for me, Malachy.
Yeah.
In that it's just, when I go to California, and that's my place, and I'm trying to find a place closer to home as well, to be honest, there's just my whole body changed, the whole chemistry in my mind changes.
And I don't want to be too mollycoddled when I travel. When I went to India in January, I wanted to secure myself in a fairly comfortable hotel as a kind of retreat to get back to if things were dodgy further out. And I didn't really like that. I was being pampered all the services of a hotel. And I went from there out to the Ganges, to a place called Gurumukteshwar. And I stayed at a wedding hotel called the Lee Grand in Gurumukteshwar for, £20 a night. You know, the food was wonderful. I just love Indian food. I mean, paratha and chili pickle with yogurt for breakfast, you know.
Yeah.
You know, knock shredded wheat in, out of the park. And in many ways, it wasn't always a pleasant treat for myself. It was an expanding of the mind. It was a trip. It was an adventure, with stresses involved in that. I mean, I took a walk along the Ganges, and you can see these on my Facebook page, and took photographs of the cremation fires, you know, even up close.
Wow.
to photograph the body.
Well,
of a woman being covered in incense and stuff before the logs were placed over her and she was set alight.
I genuinely do hope that some people, wherever it is, be it in Northern Ireland or down south, across the water or further afield, I just hope that some people maybe think about someone, and it could be a work colleague or someone in your family, your son, your daughter, your granny, and you just spend a day, plan out a day for them and spend that time with them. Malachy, thank you. Tim, thank you. Morning to you both. You can find me at my day on the BBC iPlayer. Before we go today, lots of you calling us about Jerry. Avril, morning, Avril.
Morning, Stephen.
Just when you hear his voice early on, like I miss him on the radio. I really do.
Yes, so do I. And I really did love those interactions you and him always had. He was the most brilliant person that had ever been on radio, and nobody could ever have taken a stance at what he said because there was never any malice or anything in it. He was just a genuinely lovely person, and especially when he got out Geordie on.
I know. It was hilarious, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. But thanks very much for doing that. You know, I was standing in tears listening to you. So it was.
He was special.
Because it brings back such happy memory.
He was special. Avril, thank you. Birdie, morning, Birdie.
Morning, Stephen. Yes, I very much as well miss Jerry Anders, and he was a great friend of me because the radio, you know, is my lifeline, so it is. And I used to take great pleasure in listening to him every morning, and he's such a character, especially as that previous caller said, old George, all of them, they were perfect when they got together, so they were. It was really, it made my day, so it did. Oh, he was great.
I know, his big smile comes in your face when you think of him. Bertie, I'm going to speak to Eileen and Cumber as well. Morning, Eileen.
Stephen, all right. I must say, I agree with those. There's nobody like Jerry Anderson, but we used to go catering every year up to the Ulster Grand Prix with the church, Second Cumber Presbyterian Church, and we did chips, burgers and all the rest. And of course, Jerry was up doing the outside broadcast with Sean, and of course, he'd have been over and about. And I got my photograph and all taken with him, and I phoned the programme. And every time I phoned the programme, it was always, is that the chip woman from Cumber? So I was referred to as the chip woman from Cumber. There's nobody like him, honestly.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, there's, fantastic.
And there won't be ever be anyone
not
like him either.
All. Not at you all. Know? That was brilliant listening, you and him. Honestly, he was fantastic. He really was.
Thanks, Eileen.
Geordie getting the bed dunged out every 6 months. That was fantastic.
Eileen, thank you.